Revelation 2 and verse 13. As we saw in the previous discourse, Pergamon was, although it was a prosperous city, an important city, a seat of provincial government, it was an idolatrous place, and Satan was particularly active there. Verse 13, at the end, Satan lives there. The opening of verse 13, Satan rules there. He has his throne there. And these believers, the ecclesia at Pergamon, was in the midst of this idolatrous power, this domination by Satan, this place of special satanic activity. Satan living there. Satan pulling the strings. Satan reigning. And yet, and that's the word that Christ uses here, and yet, in the midst of all that satanic attack, and that suffering, and the privations, and the persecution, the difficulties, the afflictions, the daily issues that force themselves upon the Pergamon believers, Christ commends them, and what a commendation it is. Yet you remain true. You remain true to my name. You have not renounced your faith in me. Even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, the one who was put to death in your city for the testimony of Jesus Christ, for standing for the Lord Jesus, yet you did not renounce your faith in me. Now, my friends, we would like to be successful, brothers and sisters. We would like to make ground, wouldn't we? We would like to accomplish things for Christ. We would like things to be done, to accomplish in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we can only stand and remain faithful, only, what a tremendous statement. Remember in Ephesians 6, where Paul deals very largely with this question of facing satanic attack. He makes this point, and having done all to stand, stand, I say, having done all, stand, remain. And the church at Pergamon had this commendation, this praise from Christ. They had remained true. Brother and sister, let that be our aim. Day by day, moment by moment, month in, month out, year in, year out, to remain true to Christ, to his name, to his person, to his work, to his glory, to his honor, to his offices, to all he is and all he stands for, all he has done, his gospel, the person and work of the Lord Jesus. Remain true to him, but not silent. You were witnesses for me. This Antipas was a witness, a martyr. But he spoke up. He spoke up in my name and he spoke for me, even in the days of Antipas. When Satan was attacking, even to the point of death. Remember the church at Smyrna. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. Verse 10. Young people, is there a young person, a young believer listening to me? Will you be still standing for Christ in 25 years' time, 50 years' time, 70 years' time, still true to the name of Christ? Perhaps you're newly converted and you're enthusiastic and there's lots of fireworks and it's full of zeal and power, you feel it. My friend, as the years pass, will you remain true to Christ? It's not just a show, you know. It's the standing firm, not renouncing Christ, not renouncing the gospel, not renouncing your faith in him, not putting your hand to the plow and looking back and becoming apostate, but remaining true to the Lord Jesus, year in, year out. Blessed be God for those who have down the centuries, and even now are loyal to Christ, standing firm for him. They may never write a book. They may never preach a sermon. They may never get their names in the press. They may have a very little obituary. But in Christ's eyes, if they have remained firm and true and loyal and steadfast and held on to the gospel and proclaimed Christ and lived for him and even to the very end have kept the faith. Remember 2 Timothy 3 and 4, we get this. Paul is very strong. I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. May God give us that commendation at the end. Well done, good and faithful servant. It is required in stewards that a man remain faithful, that a man be faithful. Praise God. Whatever the faults may be found at Pergamum, whatever mistakes they made, whatever sins they committed, whatever failures are recorded, at least they remain true to Christ and his name and his gospel. And may that be my resolve too, and my experience, and yours too, brother and sister, in the Lord Jesus Christ. May it be said of us, by Christ, you have remained true to my name. You have not renounced your faith in me, even though Satan was living where you live. He was reigning all around you, and you were suffering for me. Nevertheless, you remain true to my name, and you have not renounced your faith in me.